very much for answering the question.
Yeah, yeah. The Pyrex is good. The Spatz of Esach Nisht. Okay. It's interesting that, you know, the halacha is very makpid about things that don't lend themselves to Hechsher Kelim. Only b'shas ha-tchak can you be machshir plastic. In the army we used to be machshir plastic because the kelim from which the soldiers eat is made of a very hard plastic. So Rav Goren, who was the original chief rabbi of Tzahal, he was makil and he said that we can use hagola to be machshir these, and that's the psak to this day, because for Tzahal to replace the plastic, you know, this, it would be an endless expense that Tzahal cannot tolerate.
Can't afford so, uniforms.
Right, they can't even afford you. So I figured when your wife asked me about the, you know, the spatula, which she told me is made of a kind of a plastic rubber substance, I was shying away from Hechsher Kelim in that case. You know, you put it in hot water and it's kind of bends and it gets softer. So we should try to avoid that. So then she told me that she has other spatulas. So she, you know, the fact that spatula used to be powerful and now it's going to be milchik didn't seem to faze her. So I figured, if that be the case, you know, that was my opening there to. But the Pyrex already, that's already something else. Besides, I think it was klisheni, and we passed in the klisheni and the mavashel. And then, of course, it wasn't a ben yomo, so it was no sing tam lufgam.
Do you want
to
get your copy? I'll leave it. I'll come with you.
How many copies did you make, sir?
Just my one.
Oh, I see.
How many copies do we need?
The COR from Chicago says you can kasher plastic.
Ah, wow. Even shalom b'shasadcha.
Even if it's cut, if there are any cuts in it?
They talk about countertops that are made with compounds of plastic and whatever, they said plastic is like a chilukashur.
Even kelim or only countertops? Maybe countertops is different.
Right across the board. COR, on the website.
All right, I'll look it up, Lee Nether, if I can. Or if you want to send me a link.
COR? Okay, I'll try.
Right. Okay, Rabos. Let's present the following introduction. When you get the copy of Reb Chaim, you'll see that there's a paragraph that begins Vehine, and in that paragraph, Reb Chaim quotes a Tosfos in Yuma. And Tosfos in Yuma presents the following thesis. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon in Kol HaTorah Kula regarding a Dover She'enu Miskavin. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Dover She'enu Miskavin is also, Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. Says Tosfos, Bamedvar Mamurim, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that a Dover She'enu Miskavin is Asur? That's only in Shari Surei Torah. But with regard to Shabbos, we have a halacha called Meleches Machsheves, and as a result of Meleches Machsheves, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, as a general rule, a Dover She'enu Miskavein is Chayav. He would agree that a Dover She'enu Miskavein is only, let's say, an Issur D'Rabbanan, but certainly on a Deraisa level, it's Pot. So again, just to summarize, according to Tosfos, the Ptur the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves applies in Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, with regard to a Dovar She'eno Miskav. So Rabosai, as far as our sugya of today is concerned, which is called Dovar She'eno Miskavin and Meleches Machsheves, what would be the answer to this question? And this is not a rhetorical question. Is Meleches Machsheves a Kula or a Chumra? Is it setting up in Shabbos a Kula? Shabbos is Kal, vis-a-vis Kol HaTorah Kula Shari Surim, or is it a Chumra? I don't hear any answer. Again, I'll repeat my question. We just said that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Dover She'enu Miskavin is Chayev, that's only the Kol HaTorah Kula, but Tosfos says with regard to Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Dover She'enu Miskavin is not Chayev yet Potter in Shabbos because of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. And in the absence of Kavana, we don't have Meleches Machsheves. So again, I repeat my question. Is Meleches Machsheves for us today I'm not talking about a sugim bava kama that we once talked about. Okay, about the Melechez Zora and so forth and so on. But for us today, vis-a-vis the issue, the principle of Dovah Sheni Miskavin, is it a kula or a chumrah? It's a kula. Everybody's on board with that. And that's very, very important. Because what it means is that when I compare Shabbos to Shari Surei Torah, what word could I add with regard to Shabbos that I would not add with regard to Kol Torah Kula? The word kul. Shabbos is kal vis-a-vis Shar Isurei Torah. And how does that express itself in the fact that the Dovah Sheni Miskavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is chayav in Kol Torah Kula, and in Shabbos he's put. That's how we have it before Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim comes here with a revolution of sorts.
Thank you.
And we have to try to understand this revolution. Reb Chaim is going to tell me that in Kol HaTorah Kula, there's room for a Kula, and in Shabbos, there's room for a Chumrah. Yesh lahachmir b'Shabbos u'lahakil b'Kol HaTorah Kula dafka with regard to Dovah Sheni Miskavin. Again, Rabosai, please. You know, all the information that we have from Bava Kama Daf Samach and Rav Ashi's statement about Meleches Machsheves in the case of Meleches Zorah, all that's classified information. Not relevant to us today. So don't be confused. Meleches Machsheves is a kula. It's a kula with regard to Makalkel. It's a kula with regard to Meleches Shein and Tzricha Legufa, according to Rav Shimon. It's a kula with regard to the requirement of Meleches Umnus, according to Rashi in Beitza. It's a kula with regard to the Mishnah in Perek Habone, with regard to Ksiva She'ena Miskayemes, or Meleches She'ena Miskayemes. It's a kula with regard to Kelachar Yad. If he writes with his left hand, he's potter. It's a kula with regard to Dovah She'ena Miskavin. Because we said that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Shabbos, Dovah Sheni Miskavin is potter. Why? Because of Meleches Machsheves. And in that context, in that light, oh, I could also say the Rashbam. Remember the Rashbam says the Chatzi Shir is not awesome in a Torah in Shabbos because it's not Meleches Machsheves. So we have a long list of kulos, all of which are called potter avalosa, and they're all based on the fact that Meleches Machsheves is a kula. And that's why this Reb Chaim came under attack, very severe attack, from the Rosh Hashiva of Tor V'Das. His name is Reb Shlomo Hyman, and in his work on Masechet Ksuvos, it happens to be, because there's a sugya of Dovah Sheni Miskavin, Psikrei Shlo Nichalei, and the Shitz Orach in Ksuvos Dav Zayin, Davov, the sugya of Mesuchrayim Dinazaisa. That's where Rav Hyman wrote his critique of Rav Chaim, because this Rav Chaim is going to present that Dovah Sheni Miskavin, we're going to be machmir in Shabbos and we'll be mekil in Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's something that is counter, you know, is antithetical to everything we know about Meleches Machsheves. Now, let's first, before we present the lundus of Reb Chaim, the definitions of Dovah Sheni Miskavin, of Psik Reisha, of the Orach of Lo Nichalei, before we get to that, which is really the, you know, that's the seed, that's the essence of what we want to get to, that's the kishkis of today's shiur. But first let's talk about the framework. What are the questions that Reb Chaim is trying to answer? The questions that Reb Chaim wanted to answer revolve around what's called Mafis Mursa and Seidas Nochash. And these questions come up when we compare the Sugya itself with the Rambam. Because the Sugya itself establishes on Daf Kuf Zayin that the reason why, that's what Rav says, and this you'll see. Again, how do you have it? You have it a little different than me? One
we
second.
Have it exactly the same.
Oh, so where does this begin? I know you seem to be missing this little piece. Oh, okay. So if you could just... No, I'll give it right back to you. I'm not trying to steal it. It's a Dovah Sheni Miskavin as far as Gzeil is concerned. Anyway, if you take a look at the first paragraph of Reb Chaim, at the very two lines at the end of that paragraph, he He quotes a sugya on Daf Kuv Zayin. That sugya is the basis for the jump off point for this whole Reb Chaim. The sugya establishes, in the name of Rav, that if he punctures this boil on Shabbos to take out the pus, if he's not interested in creating a Pesach, which means to get the air in and the pus out, he's just trying to relieve himself of that pus that's building up. That's called Mafis Mursa Lahotzi Mimenu Lecha. He is allowed to do such a thing. And why is he allowed to do such a thing when he's not interested in making a Pesach? The Gemara says because of Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon holds that Malacha Shein Etzricha Legufa Pot. Now, the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin allows Mafis Mursa in a case where he's not interested in creating a peh, he's only interested in lahafis ulahotzim and alecha. And this doesn't make any sense because the Rambam himself in Perek Alf Milchus Shabbos paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that malach shein tzricha leguf is what? Is chayev. The Gemara on the other hand says that the reason why mafis mursa is mutter ulahotzim and alecha is because of the sheet of Rav Shimon. And we were matarit b'mokom tzar. How then can the Rambam allow a mafis mursa situation based on the Gemara that establishes that it's Rav Shimon who allows it because malach shein tzricha legufa potur, when the Rambam himself passes like Rabbi Yehuda that malach shein tzricha legufa is chayav? Does everybody hear that question crystal clear? And this question is raised originally by the Magid Mishnah in Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Hei of Hilchas Shabbos. Second question, and very similar. The Gemara on Daf Gimel establishes in the name of Shmuel that whenever it says Potur in Shabbos, it means Potur Avalos, with three exceptions, two of which are Tzedas Nachash and Mafis Mursa. Shmuel himself, on Daf Mem Beis in Masechta Shabbos, Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Chayev. So again, on the one hand, Shmuel on Daf Gimel says that with regard to Tzedas Nachash and Mafis Mursa, it's Potter Umutter. How can he possibly be Matir Mafis Mursa if Mafis Mursa, the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Zayin, is Mutter Reb Shimon based on Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Shmuel and Daf Mem Beis Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayev? Now, in the paragraph that starts V'hanira, Reb Chaim makes what I call a very sharp move, and he proves that Mafis Mursa, in addition to the issue of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, which is explicitly addressed in Shabbos Kuf Zayin, comes under a different issue, and that's called a Dover She'enu Miskamen. In fact, the Gemara's language is im eino miskavi lasus lopeh. His kavana was not to create this opening, which we belech as bona, but rather his kavana was lahotzi men alecha. That means, as far as creating a peh is concerned, it's a dover sheino miskavi. So even though he created a peh and the air is coming in to heal up this wound, this boil. Nevertheless, he wasn't miskaven. If he wasn't miskaven, he's just trying to, he's desperate to get the lecha out. You know, if it was only lasus lapeh, he would wait till tomorrow and maybe see his local dermatologist. But now he's pressed for time because he's got to get this lecha out that's building up inside of him. It becomes a dover sheino miskaven. In other words, if you want to ask the question, why is mafis mursa patur, even though he made a Pesach, again, we'll talk about Mutter because of Tzar in a minute, but just as far as the Dorais is concerned, in terms of Meleches Bone, the answer is one of two answers. Either because he doesn't have any Tzorech for the Peh, that's not his interest here, and that becomes Meleches Shein Tzricha Legufa. Then you're entering, obviously, into the minefield of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, or alternatively, because of Dover She'enu Miskaven. And then if it's a Dover She'enu Miskaven, you can talk about paskining like Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand, that Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf is chayav, but yet to be matir, because we paskin a Dover She'edim is kavin is mutter. And in fact, the Rambam paskins that Dover She'edim is kavin is mutter. The Rambam accepted Rabbi Shimon in his machlokas against Rabbi Yehuda in Dover She'edim is kavin. The Rambam accepted Rabbi Yehuda in his machlokas with Rabbi Shimon on Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf. But since the case of Mafis Mursa can be subsumed under two different categories and two different pturim, take your choice. It's either Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf according to Rav Shimon, or Dover Shein Miskaven according to Rav Shimon. And the Rambam, although he rejects Rav Shimon in Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf passings like Rav Yudav, but nevertheless he accepts Rav Shimon in Dover Shein Miskaven, the Rambam likewise has the freedom, the luxury to paskin that Mafis Mursa is mutter. It's mutter because the Dover Shein Miskaven, he has no kavanah to make the Pesach. And even though you might argue but it's potav losser, but in the case of Tzar, he tiru le rabbanon. And Rav Chaim claims that this is very meduyok in the language of the Rambam that we started with, again going back to that original paragraph, because the Rambam asks the question, what is his kavanah? And the Rambam says, if it's kedei l'archiv pi'a makah, in other words, he wants to make a Pesach, then he's chayav. But if it's lahafis mimenu lahotzi menu lecha, that's called a dover sheni miskaven. He has no interest in creating the Pesach, and therefore it's mutter. Very good. So far, so good. But then you have to ask yourself the question, why does the sugya in Shabbos Daf Kuv Zayin say that Mafis Murs is mutter according to Reb Shimon based on Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, implying obviously that according to Reb Yehuda holds Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa is chayav, you would be chayav in the case of Mafis Mursa. And the Gemara is completely oblivious, ignores totally the issue of Dover Shein Miskaven. Why is that? So the answer to that question is going to come up here in the last paragraph, which is on page 6, if you have the photocopy. And there, Reb Chaim quotes, towards the end of that paragraph, the sheet of Rav. So if you want to count from the end of this piece, about 10 lines up, Hare Rav Hudaka Amarla. He says that the sugya in Daf Kuv Zayin that is Matir Mafis Mursa is authored by Rav, which you'll see again on the top of the previous page. He quotes Rav, Om Rav Yudom Rav, who allows you to be Mafis Mursa, on the second line from the top, Rabbi Shimon, he the Om Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa Pata. So we know that sugya in Daf Kuv Zayin is authored by Rav. Rav himself, on Daf Mem Beis, happens to paskin that Dover Shein Miskaven is Asur, meaning that Rav has no option of permitting Mafis Mursa under the halacha of Dover Shein Miskaven, because Rav holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dover Shein Miskaven is Asur. Therefore, he has no other option except to invoke the Shita of Rav Shimon, and Rav accepts Rav Shimon that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Potter. However, Shmuel happens to paskin like Rav Shimon in Dover Shein Miskaven, like Rabbi Yehuda in Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. Shmuel can allow Mafis Murs on Shabbos. That's where his potter mutter, because Shmuel paskins like Rav Shimon in Dover Shein Miskaven. So again, the sugya is the sugya of Rav. Rav himself holds that Dover Shein Miskaven, like Rabbi Yehuda, is also. He doesn't have the luxury of invoking Dover Shein Miskaven. He can only potter you up in the case of Mafis Murs because of Rav Shimon, who he accepts in Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. Shmuel, on the other hand, is going to allow Mafis Mursa, even though he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf is chayav, because Shmuel also paskins on Daf Mem Beis that Dover Shein Miskaven is like Rabbi Shimon, is muta. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shimon in Dover Shein Miskaven, like Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf. The Rambam could allow Mafis Mursa, albeit not under Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, the Rambam doesn't have that option, but under the halacha of Dover She'eino Miskaven. That is what I call the technical structure of Reb Chaim. This is not, you know, this part of Reb Chaim is not typical in any way of Reb Chaim. You know, centuries before Reb Chaim, I don't know if anybody ever came up with this chiddush, but we could have come up with this chiddush, and we could have calculated that indeed Mafis Mursa could come under the halacha of Dover She'eino Miskaven. Now, Rabosa, I pointed out last week that I'm very confused about Seidas Nochash in this context. I don't want to go through this again because I want to get to the main point, but Seidas Nochash, very hard to call that a Dovah Sheni Miskavin. I mean, he's literally taking a cage, or I don't know what you call it, and he's putting it on top of the Nochash. That's a Maisit Seidah. You can't call that a Dovah Sheni Miskavin. You call it a Malach Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa. He doesn't need the Nochash. He's not a zookeeper, and he's not selling serpents to the zoo. He's just trying to save himself. That's called Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. But you can't call that a Dovah Sheni Miskavin. Dovah Sheni Miskavin, if you remember our model case of Greira with Charitzim, you know, the two different Maisim. Here, there's only one Maisa. I mean, he's literally trapping the serpent. That's called Malechus Tzeidah. You can ask me why he's trapping the serpent, what motivates him. But that would only be Malach Shein Tzvich L'Gufa. So how the Rambam is going to be Matir Tzeidas Nochash, and it's not a Pikuach Nefesh situation, and Reb Chaim says it's a Dovah Sheni Miskavin, I honestly don't understand the technicalities here of Tzeidas Nochash. Is he, maybe he's not putting a cage on top of the Nochash, he's just, he has a broom in his hand, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how to picture this scenario of Tzeidas Nochash in a way that it's a Dovah Sheni Miskavin. Okay, now we're up to the paragraph Vehine, and this is obviously the main discussion. When I say Vehine, I mean Vehine Bekrisis, right? So you have that on page 12. Vehine Bekrisis. Now, if I were allowed to do so, I would take this gigantically long paragraph of Reb Chaim and I would break it up into about five different paragraphs. I would press the return button over and over again. I'm not sure exactly why back in the day, and it's not just Reb Chaim, I find this in a lot of Achronim, the style was to just pack everything into one paragraph. I think breaking things into paragraph makes life a lot easier because maybe it was the printer, I don't know, I don't have access. I'd love to have access to Reb Chaim's own Ksav Yad. Nobody knows exactly where that is. We know where it used to be in a vault in Boston. Nobody knows where it is today, but that's a different discussion.
How do you know where it isn't?
Yeah, we don't know who. Okay, whatever it is, there's a lot of strange things go on in this world. So what happened in Krisus Daf Chof? So there the Gemara has a discussion about, I guess you call it chokols. Is that gecholim in English? Is chokol, you know, those things that make up a fireplace? Gecholim. And we're talking about chitui. Chitui means that you poke the gecholim and that causes the flame to go up. But in this case, there are gecholim on top and there are gecholim on the bottom. And hachote gecholim b'shabes chayv chatas Rav Shimon Omer chayv shtayim. What happens is that when he does the poking, he on the one hand causes the flame to rise with regard to the tachtonos, the one on the bottom, the ones on the bottom, but with regard to the elyonos, he causes them to be extinguished. So he's chayv also for meleches mechaba. Again, the physics of it we have to study, but that I don't have for you today. And anyway, just keep in mind that he's mavir satachtonos and he's mechabes elyonos. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok says he's there for chayv shtayim. Rav Ashi Omar kigon sheniskaven lechabos vehuvaru me'aleihem. The explanation of Rav Ashi as to why the Tanakhama holds you only chayev one chatos, even though Rav Lozer is correct at the face of it that he violates two different malachas here, both mechaba and havara, is because it was huvaru me'aleihem. His kavana was kibui, and havara happened me'elof. The Tanakhama savalo k'Rav Shimon, the Omar Dover Sheinim is coming potu. The Tanakhama is of the opinion that if he didn't have kavana for the Havara, he's not going to be chayv achatus for Havara. He only had kavana for Kibui, he's only chayv achatus for Kibui. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Dovar She'eno Miskaven Chayav. Now this is problematic, because if he wasn't miskaven for the Havara, how could it be Chayav for the Havara according to Rabbi Yehuda? After all, you may recall that we mentioned the Tosfos Shita is that with regard to Melechah Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda's Moda, that there's a separate halacha of Melechah Machsheves Asur Torah. If he didn't have Kavana, he's not going to be Chayav Doraisa. So how can we bring a Chatos for a Dover Shein Miskaven in Shabbos? If it Tosfos Hikshu Shom, Harei HaDover She'eino HaDover Miskaven Asur. Even though in Shari Suri Torah we have a Chiyuv in the case of Dover Shein Miskaven, but in Shabbos is Asur Akmir Rabbanon. How can you say it, therefore, that he's chayav shtayim, he's chayav also for the avara of the tachtonus, which is a dover she'eino miskaven. Dover she'eino miskaven on Shabbos is a p'tur midoraisa of meleches machsheves. V'tirtzu, and Tosfos answers the airi v'gavna d'havi p'sik reisha. He did the kibui of the elyonos in such a way that there's no question that now the tachtonos are going to be, the flame is going to be intensified. V'im ishum dover she'eino miskaven b'emes hayachayev hacha mishum mavir l'kuli alma d'amod reb shim sekresha d'chayev. Tosfos now is in a bind. If we're saying that he's chayev for mavir according to Reb Elazar because it's a sekresha, then why should the Tanakhama say he's potter for mavir under the halacha of reb Shimon of dover she'eino miskaven if it's a sekresha mod reb Shimon b'sekresha d'chayev? He doesn't need the Havara, he doesn't benefit from the Havara. In Cain, Havi Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa. No, it's he's doing a Malacha of being Mechabes Al Yonos. And even though it's necessarily going to be so that he's doing Mechabes at Tachtonos, that's not his interest. Nice. If that's not his, what did I meant to say? He's being Mechabes Al Yonos. And he's going to be Mavir Tachtonos. Even so, he is not interested in that. And that makes it into a Malach Sheni Tzricha Lagufa. And Talia B'plug to the Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda Malach Sheni Tzricha Lagufa, M'chayev Aleim Lav. That's the Tosfos. So it's very interesting, because on one level, the Gemara in Krisus only addresses the issue of Dover She'eino Miskavne and Psik Reisha. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, what really lies at the heart of this issue, and the reason why Rabbi Lozer could say that he's chayef even for the Havara, even though he's ainet tzrich leguf, is because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, v'loch shen tzrich leguf is chayef. The Tanakhama, on the other hand, is going to say that you're chayef only for the kibui, and you're not interested in the Havar of the Tachtonos, and therefore it's Moloch Shein Tzrich Leguf like Reb Shimon. That Machlokas doesn't even get a footnote in the Gemara. It's all Tosfos' creation. In any event, you know, if you want to press the return button, now Reb Chaim is going to derive a serious conclusion here from the Tosfos. He says, "Ulefi zeh ha'nimtza de'lav dafka nokat hocha b'gemara loshin dover shein miskaven uperusha hu b'emes malacha shein tzrich legufa." That's very interesting. That sometimes the Gemara calls it a dover shein miskaven, but really it's not going to be a dover shein miskaven. It's a psikresha, and it's a psikresha that mod Reb Shimon b'dover shein miskaven. You're going to have to introduce the principle of malacha shein tzrich legufa. And in our case, in Kuf Zayin, there the Gemara explicitly mentions Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa, but in truth there's another element and another category that we can analyze it, namely Dover Shein Miskav. Nachen, Ayin Barama Perek Zayin B'Shkogas Halach Yedbeis Sheposach Behach Techote Gecholim B'Shabbos, that as a general rule, he is Chayev only one Korban Chatos, like the Tanakhama of Rabbi Lozor, and that's for the kibui that he had intention with, but only if in his kavei not only lechabos but also lahavir hu dechayev shtayim ha im huvru me'alehem, if the fire went up by itself and he had no interest whatsoever and no intention of having the fire go up, eino chayev ela achas. How do we understand that? If you're going to tell me like Tosfos that you're only chayev one, b because as far as Havara is concerned, he's not interested in Havara. It's Huvru Me'aleihem, and it becomes Lachshein Tzuch L'Guf like Reb Shimon. The Rambam happens to Paskin like Reb Yehuda. So why would the Rambam say that if he didn't have Kavana for Havara, but rather it was Huvru Me'aleihem, he's not Chai for the Havara, why does the Rambam have that? How does the Rambam get that luxury of saying so? After all, the Rambam Paskin's like Reb Yehuda Me'Lachshein Tzuch L'Guf. Shmami no. We have to derive the conclusion against Tosfos that the Rambam interprets the sugya kipshuta. There's no mention of Loch Shen Tzuch L'Gufa in the sugya, but rather the pluta is Dover Shen Miskavi. That's the issue. The Kema, the Kaimel, and the Dover Shen Miskavi Mutu, Mishum Hochi, the Posaka Rambam, the Eidel Chav Shtayim, Elim Kain, Miskavi L'Chabos, Ula Havir, Yad Kavonis Havorah. And then we have the same old kasha. Wait a minute. If there's a psik resha here, then even Rav Shimon would agree that it is a dover she'eino miskavim that you're chayav for. So again, let's go over Tosfos' kasha. Have a dover she'eino miskavim, and if it's a dover she'eino miskavim, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say that you're potter. No one would say you're chayiv. So how does Gemara establish that that Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Tzadik holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Dover Shein Miskavin? It's a case of Shabbos. And the answer has to be that we're talking about a psik resha. Well, if we're talking about a psik resha, then Rabbi Shimon himself would say you're chayiv, because Dover Shein Miskavin, the psik resha, you're chayiv. The answer could only be Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Gufa, the Raman Paskins, that you're chayiv. You're not chai for the Avara because you didn't have any intention for the Avara. And yet, the Rambam Paul said that Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Guf is chai like Rabbi Yehuda. So you must, there's no choice other than saying that we're talking about a Dover She'eino Miskavin. But if we're talking about Dover She'eino Miskavin, then what does the Gemara mean when it says that according to Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Tzadok, you're chai of Shtayim? The answer is going to have to be that it is a psik resha. Well, if it's a psik resha, then even Rav Shimon would say that you're chai for havara, even though it's a dover she'eino miskavin. So how could the Rambam say that if he wasn't miskavin for the havara, he's chai of achas, he's only chai for the kibui, but not for the havara? After all, it's a case of psik resha. So again, this is question number three of Rav Chaim. The first two questions were based on the fact that we had a sugya that indicates that the p'tur in cases of mafis murus and tzedes nochesh was Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Guf. How could the Rambam therefore establish a p'tur and a heter because of tzar in these cases of mafis murus and tzedes nochesh? The Rambam himself passes Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Guf as chayav. Similar kasha we had for Shmuel. How could he say that mafis murus is potur mutur when he himself paskins in Shabbos Daf Mem Beis like Rabbi Yehuda that Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Gufa is chayav? Now we have a third kasha. How could the Rambam say that your potur in the case of niskavin l'chabos v'lo iskavin l'avara, and if your potur for a korban on the avara because he didn't have kavana for the avara? After all, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Lozar Reb Tzadok, he's chayev shtayim, meaning he's chayev even for the avara. And the Gemara justifies that according to Tosfos Shita because Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Gufa chayev. But according to the Rambam, who's saying that you're potter from the other korban, from the korban on the other malacha, the malacha's avara, we're going to have to introduce Dover Shein Miskavin. But how can we introduce Dover Shein Miskavin unless we say that it's a psik resha? And if it's a psik resha, then even Rav Shimon would be moded this chayiv. So how can the Rambam say that you're potter? Do we have it? Do we have the kasha of Rav Chaim? So again, Tosfos has a way out, and he could justify this machlokas by placing it into the old context of Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Gufa. The Tanakam holds like Rav Shimon, Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Gufa potter, and therefore you're not chayiv on the kibbutz. He's not interested. You're not chayiv on the avara. He's not interested in avara. Rabbi Lozar Reb Tzadok is going to say he's going to paskin let Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Guf is chayiv, and therefore he's chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv even for meleches havara. That's all fine and dandy. Before we get to the Rambam, the Rambam happens to paskin Moloch Shein Tzuch L'Guf is chayiv like Rabbi Yehuda. So then the question arises: why isn't he chayiv then for the avara? And the only answer you could give is because, as the Gemara seems to say, Bepashtus, he's not miscavving for the Avara. No, if he's not miscavving for the Avara, how could Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Tzadik say Yechayiv a Karbon? Because even Rabbi Yudu holds Dovashen miscavving is Chayiv, but not in Shabbos. Because on Shabbos is Melechus Machsheves, and therefore he's part of a Karbon in a case of a Dovashen miscavving. The only answer you could give is therefore psikresha. Now, if it's a psikresha, then how could the Tanakhama say that you're part of the carbon on Avara? And that's how the Rambam is paskening. We say Modar Reb Shimon psikresha. So the Rambam is forced into this bind in which he has to accept that it's a Dovashayna Miskavim. The Gemara, on the other hand, says that you're according to Blaza, you're Chayav a carbon, it must be a psikresha. If it's a psikresha, then how could the Rambam possibly say that you're part of a carbon on Avara? The Nira Lomar. Okay, here again I would press the return button. That which Tosus says that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that on Shabbos the Dovah Shein Miskavin is Potur. And that's based on Tosus in Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Daled. Ziluf, not Ziluf, there's a different word for it. It's
Sugya.
The Sugya is where he throws a hot piece of metal into the mikvah.
Siruf,
Malachas Siruf. Because when you take a hot metal and you throw it into cold water, apparently it strengthens the metal. Maybe that's Makav Patish, I don't know. And the Gemara says there, how are we able to heat up the mikvah? This is Mamish Yonah Diomi for the mikvah, for the Kohen Gadol on Leil Yom Kippur. And the answer is because he's not miskavim for tziruf. He's only miskavim to try to warm up the mikvah water. Today, Baruch Hashem, we don't have these problems. But back in the day, it was a little bit primitive, you know, how they heated up the mikvah, where they had to throw in a hot piece of lead, you know. So the Gemara applies the principle of Dovah Shein Miskavin. It also says, well, wait a minute, Rabbi Yehuda, well, the Gemara itself says Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a Dovah, Rabbi Yehuda's Machayev in Dovah Shein Miskavin. So Tosus explains that even though Rabbi Yehuda in general in Shari Suritor holds that Dovah Shein Miskavin is Chayev, but in Shabbos, because of Melechus Machsheves, if he didn't have Kavanah, then he's Potur, and therefore they were Matir, this Melechus Tzirif below Kavanah for the sake of the Kohen Gadol. The Od Bekama Duchti, this toast appears in other places as well. Havi Atam, what's the logic that on Shabbos it becomes downgraded to a Melacha Derabbanan? Mishum Degavi Shabbos Ksiv Meleches Machsheves. Gshenu Miskavin, Lo Havi Meleches Machsheves. So you want to underline that sentence here of Reb Chaim, because he's going to alter that position momentarily. He's going to make a radical change, because what he's suggesting now is the Shitas HaTosvis, that Meleches Machsheves is a Kula on Shabbos, even for a Yehuda, in the case of a Dovah Shein Miskavin. When is there a Doraisa machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on Dovah Shein Miskavin? That's only B'chol HaTorah Kula. Im Mutar O'Asur. Again, that's all Doraisa. Hu Zeh Be'emes Be'ikar HaDvar Torah. Okay, he points it out here. That's a machlokes on a Doraisa level. Now, when do we downgrade it to a Darbona? That's only on Shabbos. Umandi also Dovashain Miskavin, again in Kol Torah Kula, Rabbi Yehuda would say Spirule the Osman Torah. And he has a sugi of Ktitzas Baheres, where the Gemara wants to suggest that if the Acher is going to implement the Mila, he's an Eno Miskavin le Ktitzas Baheres, and that could be Matir Ktitzas Baheres. On the other hand, if the Av himself will implement this Mila, then he violates the Doraisa of Ktitzas Baheres. And we have to be matirid based on Esei Domcholosa. But if not for Esei Domcholosa, we would have no heter on a Doraisa level, because Dovah Shein Miskavin, as far as Ktitzas Baheres is concerned, is a full-fledged Issa Doraisa coin to Rabbi Yehuda. And not only that, the Gemara claims that that's why the Pasuk gave us Mila b'tzaras as an essay dochalosis. If not for that pasuk, it would be an Issa Doraisa, because Dovah Shenem Iskavin is also Doraisa. When do we downgrade Rabbi Yehuda's Dovah Shenem Iskavin from a Doraisa to Rabbanan Elagavi Shavis, the Isuro, Rakmin Rabbanan Mitam Achrinim, Yishum Deloavi, Meleches Machsheves? So it's fascinating now that according to Reb Chaim, and this is very similar to what we said in Misasek, that there are dinim that govern Misasek and Kol Torah Kula, and then there are dinim that govern Misasek and Shabbos because of the special Ptur Meleches Machsheves. For example, Shmuel is going to say in Misasek that even if he had a Kavanas Iser, but he ended up with the wrong Te'ena, he is Potter on Shabbos because of Meleches Machsheves. Here too, there's going to be a difference between Dovah Shenem Iskavin and Kol HaTorah Kula, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is Asur Min HaTorah. But with regard to Shabbos and the Dovah Shenem Iskavin, in the absence of Kavana, we don't have Meleches Machsheves, and therefore, it's only, in the worst case scenario, an Issur D'Rabbon. V'chein nireh d'hanach shnei dinim chalukim hem b'yisod dinim ha'adot. This is already a breakthrough of sorts. V'chein nireh. I would start a new paragraph. V'chein nireh. Because at this point, Reb Chaim is going to make a revolution about this concept of Meleches Machsheves with regard to Dovah Shenem Iskavin. Up until this point, Meleches Machsheves was working as a kula in Shabbos, which would not apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. So in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Yehuda is insisting that a Dovah Shenem Iskavin is Chayav. In Shabbos, it goes down to a Drabbana, it's part of a Lasur, because we have a requirement of Meleches Machsheves, and a Dovah Shenem Iskavin is not called Meleches Machsheves. So obviously, if I were to stop Reb Chaim before these words, Vehein Nireh, and ask Reb Chaim, what is Meleches Machsheves? Is it a Kula vis-a-vis Shari Suri Torah? And in Shari Suri Torah, there would be a Chumrah in that case. The answer is yes. There's a Kula in Shabbos, Dovah Shenem Iskavin, part of Losa. And in Shari Suri Torah, in a Dovah Shenem Iskavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's Chayav. So we have a Kula of Meleches Machsheves. He says, Vehein Nireh, Tahanach Shnei Dinim Chalukim Hein V'Yesod Dinim E'adoti. If we analyze Dovah Shenem Iskavin from the perspective of Kol HaTorah Kula, and we decide why it's significant to call it a Dovah Shenem Iskavin, which according to Rav Shimon is enough to be matir in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Yehuda was not willing to go that far. And then ask ourselves the question about Kavana in Shabbos under the halacha of Meleches Machsheves, we'll see that fundamentally these are two different issues. As far as Dovah Shenem Iskavin, why does Rabbi Shimon at least say that you're potur? It's because he doesn't have kavana. I'm going to try to translate this word kavana. I think, Sam, you asked me what is kavana. I think here, in this context, the word kavana means interest. He doesn't have any interest or desire or motivation. He is not motivated to do this action for that goal, for that purpose. And in that sense, it happens me'elov, and that mice is not related to him. If, however, you were to substitute for the word kavana, or if you will, ratzon, if you want to substitute yedia, then you're in deep trouble. Then you're making a major mistake. Why? Because afilu im yodea bevadai sheyasa adovar, even if he would know up front that the violation is going to be implemented, vu oses adovar bedas, meaning he does it with full awareness, full knowledge, mikomakom, nevertheless, Holy bekavanoso im miskavin laze im lo. Now again, it could be that if the idea is so clear because of, as we call it, psikratio, that will make it into a dovra miskavin. That's possible. But right now, when we focus just on these two elements, ratzon on the one hand and idea or das on the other hand, then the point is that as far as Dovah Sheni Miskami and Kol Tarku is concerned, the emphasis is totally on Kavana and Ratzah. That's what the issue is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is going to argue that if you violate an Issa Torah without Ratzon, you're not motivated to do it, you don't have a desire to achieve that benefit, then you're not chayav. Then somehow that disconnects you from the Aver. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You had Kavanah to do what you did, and there may be other repercussions for what you did, for which you're not interested, you're not motivated, you have no Ratzon, it doesn't matter. Why? Because what happens is here is that even if you know it's going to happen, the question always, we have to reduce it to the following question, says Reb Chaim. Do you want it to happen? Do you desire it to happen? That's called Ratzon and Kavan. Again, that's only in Reb Shimon. I have to emphasize that over and over again. Rabbi Yehuda is not impressed with that. Rabbi Yehuda is looking at it in objective terms, saying you did the Maisa, nobody forced you, nobody compelled you, and there was a violation of an Avera. You wanted it, you didn't want it, you were motivated by that, you had that desire or not, that's irrelevant. Mikol makom, toli bekavanosim iskavim lezem lo. And yedias Avera, meaning being aware of the definite repercussion, the definite nature of the violation, is not relevant. The question is, do you want it or do you not want it?
That is a Meleches Machsheves in a way. It's almost like
it's very, very similar to Meleches Machsheves. Correct. It's very, very similar to Meleches Machsheves. But the problem with Meleches Machsheves is that, according to Reb Chaim's thesis, as we'll see in just a minute, the emphasis shifts from did you want it to did you know it was going to happen? Meaning, Reb Chaim claims that the word machsheves here is a synonym for yedia, not for kavana. And Reb Chaim now takes a little bit of a digression into a sugya in Psachim, and the sugya in Psachim addresses the case of Hanoa Bob Liodim Al Karcho, right? He's walking down the street and they're burning incense to Avodah Zorah, and he gets the pleasure from that incense. And Gemara says that if he has kavana, he takes an intake of air, through his nostrils in order to enjoy the benefit of the incense, then he's going to be chayav. But if, on the other hand, he's not miskavin at all to get that benefit, to enjoy the hanah of the reach, then he's going to be potter. Now, again, if he had no intention of smelling it, we're talking about a case where he knows he's going to smell it. So you see that what Rav Shimon is operating with when he says Dovah Sheni Miskavin and Kol Tarkua is mutar, he's operating with the question of whether or not he desires and he seeks out that kavana, that hana, whether or not he's motivated and he desires, that means does he have a kavana for the hana? The afagav di odea bevadai shemagilo hana, he knows up front he's going to get that hana. Mikol makom miskavin, asim eino miskavin, shari koin to Rav Shimon. If he does not have any intention to enjoy this hana, he may know it's going to happen. That's irrelevant. If he doesn't have any desire and ratzon, that's called the Dovah Sheni Miskavin, which according to Reb Shimon is mutar. Oh. Now we get to the case of psik resha. So again, Rabosai, should psik resha really have any impact on Kol HaTarkula, meaning on Dovah Sheni Miskavin and Kol HaTarkula? Again, psik resha creates what? Does it create kavana and ratzon? Is the fact that it's going to happen, does that mean I want it to happen, I desire it to happen, I'm benefiting from it, I'm motivated by it?
No, it's yedia.
No, it's yedia. So the halacha of psik resha should apply to yedia. And Tosus wants to, and Reb Chaim wants to insist that halach of yediyah is related not to the issue of kavana, but rather to the issue of meleches machsheves. Let's read it inside before we ask questions, just to get the. Let's read it inside, Rabbi Osa, because again, we're on very, this is the shaky ground that we, you know, the glitch that we have to overcome here in Reb Chaim. He says, I am Tosaf Shekosov the Ari Hecha the law of Ipsik Reisha. Tosus wants to assume that the Sugi and Psochem is talking about a case where there was no Psik Reisha, but the Ran says that even if there is a Psik Reisha, nevertheless, since it's a Dover Sheinu Miskavim, he's allowed to go down that road, knowing full well he's going to smell it, and it's a Psik Reisha that'll have that Hanor from the incense. Nevertheless, it's Mutter, says the Ran, because in Isuri Hanor, it remains a Dover Sheinu Miskavim, even though it's a Psik Reisha, he's not motivated by the desire to smell it, and therefore he doesn't violate the Isur of Avodah Zarah. Now, again, you may say that the Tosus argues with the Ran, and Tosus wants to apply the principle of Psik Reisha here, even with regard to Isurei Anah, but the Ran happens to accept the Ran. V'chenu das haran perk yudal milchus macholsu aloch yudbeis. The Ram doesn't qualify it, and he permits you to have this hanor bolo li al korcha. Why? Because v'lo kol machavim v'shari. He's holding like the Ran, and Psik Reisha doesn't change it. So what's the svara to say logically that even though it's a Psik Reisha, it still remains a davar sheinu miskavim? And the answer is because if davar sheinu miskavim according to Rav Shimon means he doesn't want it, or let's say the absence of ratzon, if it's the absence of ratzon, then by adding to the element of secretion to the equation, you're only adding yediyah, but you're not changing kavana. Kavana remains einu miskavim. Achein afagav di yisuri ano shayni. Even though I agree with you that certainly the Ran shita in Psik Reisha is a unique sheet in Isuri Hanah, that in a case of Isuri Hanah, if I don't seek out the Hanah, that's not considered a violation of the Isuri Hanah, and therefore the Psik Reisha element is irrelevant. But Mikol Makom, Mita Toli Le'agmar V'Plukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon V'Dover Sheinu Miskavim, from the very fact that the Sugya in Psachim Daf Chaf Hei wants to introduce the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, then Shmamino, we see from that Mia that what is a Dover Sheinu Miskavim? It is a question of his motivation, of his desire, of his Ratzon. B'nichusa dide, uvekavanoso tal yumilsa. Ukharzinon, the Afghan de Bolo Lano Vada, he knows that the Hanoh is going to happen to him. Is Mikomakom Eno Mekhaven, Lano Vahavi Bichal Dover Sheinu Miskavim. Oh, so all this is as far as Dover She'eino Miskavin is concerned. So according to Reb Shimon, who says Dover She'eino Miskavin is mutter in Kol HaTor Kula, what we mean to say is that he doesn't have Nichusa. Nichusa means he's not motivated, he's not interested in having this violation, in spelling the incense of Avodah Zarah. And that's called Eino Miskavin, and the Torah says that you're only Osir if you have Kavana, if you have Ratzon, and it's Nichusa, you're enjoying the benefit of this Isra Noah, or whatever the Avera might be, or you're interested and motivated for that Avera. Would this concept of Dover She'eino Miskavin help me as far as Shabbos is concerned? Until now we've been discussing Shari Suri Torah. So first, says Reb Chaim, let's define what unique p'tur would apply to Shabbos. Masha'en ke b'din melechus machshevas ein yisodin atole klal b'kavanu ratzon. What does machshevas mean? The word machshevas, and this is a breakthrough of Reb Chaim, has nothing to do with kavana and ratzon. Please notice that, because again, before we made a big deal, and I think I even asked you to underline it, when Reb Chaim said that a dover she'eino miskavin in Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference is only Drabbanan, and why is it on Shabbos it's only Drabbanan, why does it drop down to a Drabbanan from a Doraisa to Drabbanan? The answer is because of Meleches Machsheves. And here Reb Chaim is saying that Meleches Machsheves has nothing to do with Kavana and Ratzon. You know, we just finished saying that Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Sheni Miskavit, is Midoraisa, at least, is Mutter on Shabbos because a Melechus Makshavis means he doesn't have Kavana. Now Rabbi Chaim is telling me that Melechus Makshavis has nothing to do with Kavana. Ein Yesodo Dino Klal, Toli Klal, the Kavana Veratzon, Ki Im. So what is Melechus Makshavis? Das. Does he know it's going to happen or does he not know it's going to happen? So Dov Sheni Miskavit, by definition, means that it might happen, it might not happen. So he doesn't know if it's going to happen. And therefore, if he doesn't know what's going to happen, it's a chisaron of Melechus Makshevis, which means a chisaron of Das. Ki im b'das sha'ose samalocha. V'zeo yisod achdina de Melechus Makshevis she'yase es hamalocha b'das u'machshova. So Rav Moshe, if I were to ask you, according to Rav Chaim's structure, where does Psik Reisha fit in? Does Psik Reisha fit in with regard to the universal concept of Dovah She'enu Miskavin, and it undermines and neutralizes that concept, according to Rav Shimon? Or shall we say that Psik Reisha somehow should undermine the Ptur of Melechus Makshevis? And what's the answer? Nobody's following me? Correct, it's only a Melechus Makshevis halacha. The Psik Reisha, the thrust of Psik Reisha.
Not according to
Mel. Well, wait a minute, let me go slowly. Again, you know, I'm not a genius here, so I gotta go slow. The thrust of Psik Reisha has nothing to do with Kavana. The thrust of Psik Reisha is to create Das and Makshava, which means Yedias Avera. He knows he's gonna have the Avera. That's going to remove Melechus Makshevis. On the other hand, Dovah She'enu Miskavin, according to Reb Chaim, is dependent upon Nichusa. The Nichusa is not changed one iota by the fact that it's definitely going to happen. You can ask me, is he motivated? Does he want it? So you can tell, well, it's definitely going to happen. That doesn't impress him at all. That doesn't give him an answer. That doesn't produce a ratzon. The fact that it's going to happen, the fact that it's going to happen, the situation can only produce Das and Yediyah, which means it's going to undermine Melechus Makshevis. So it comes out very strange here that Reb Chaim is making such a revolution in which we're coming to the conclusion that Dovah She'enu Miskavin in Reb Shimon's favorite preference gives me more of a kula than Melechus Makshevis, because the kula of Dovah She'enu Miskavin should apply, says Reb Chaim, even in a case of Yediyah, even in a case of Psik Reisha. We're going to have to see then, according to Reb Chaim, what does the Gemara mean when it says Moder Reb Shimon b'Psik Reisha. But be that as it may, as Reb Chaim established based on the Gemara of Pesachim, Psik Reisha is not going to undermine Dovah She'enu Miskavin. It remains a Dovah She'enu Miskavin, because according to Reb Chaim's definition of Dovah She'enu Miskavin, meaning that's an absence of Nichusa, the lack of Ratzon, then why should Psik Reisha undermine that? But according to Reb Chaim's definition of Melechus Makshevis in Shabbos, where in Shabbos we need Yediyas Avera, now we're going to say, well, if this Psik Reisha, you have a Yediyas Avera, and that's going to be a very strong reason why the Ptur of Melechus Makshevis won't apply. So now it's going to come out the following. If, let's say, we are going to come along and we're going to be Matir of Psik Reisha, who's going to be Matir of Psik Reisha, Rabosa? Right? Who's going to be Matir of Psik Reisha? The Aruch. Remember the Aruch? Our good buddy the Aruch, Rav Nosson Bala Aruch. When is he going to be Matir Psik Reisha? When it's low? Nichale, correct? Low Nichale. I'm not discovering America here, right? So we know that the Aruch is Matir Psik Reisha Low Nichale. Well, where does Low Nichale play a role? Is he going to be activating the universal tour of Dovah She'enu Miskavin? That's where he's going to come up with Lo Nichale. Or is he going to be activating the tour of Melechus Makshevis? Are you with me, Rabbi Osei? We constantly, since we have been, you know, we've been nursing our mother's milk, we've always assumed that the Aruch Shita is based on Melechus Makshevis. That the Aruch wants to say that Psik Reisha Lo Nichale is a unique Ptur in Shabbos. According to Reb Chaim, it's just the opposite. The whole thrust of the Aruch to introduce Lo Nichale is going to help me where?
Dovah She'enu Miskavin.
In Darvish Eni Miskavin, which is a universal halacha. Why? Because what is Darvish Eni Miskavin? It's an absence of nichusa, of ratzon and kavana. No, if you're going to tell me it's lo nichale, and I don't get any benefits from it, then it makes sense that it's a Darvish Eni Miskavin. But in the context of Hilchas Shabbos as a unique a set of rules and regulations, namely the principle of Malechus Machsheves, there, what is Lo Nichle going to do for me? Again, it may help me possibly with Reb Shimon in Lach Shein Tzuch L'Guf. I don't know, that you have to figure out. But we're not operating now within the realm of Reb Shimon and Malach Shein Tzuch L'Guf. If that be the case, if we're just focused on Dovah Shein Miskamen, then the Aruch's Kula of Lo Nichle is going to be subsumed, or it's going to attack the Darvish Eni Miskavin and bring it back to life. We had a Psik Reisha, and the Psik Reisha is going to somehow, for some reason we don't know why yet, it's going to bother us in a case of Darvish Eni Miskavin. Says the Ark, why should you be bothered by this Psik Reisha? After all, it's Lo Nichale, and that addresses Darvish Eni Miskavin in Kol HaTorah Kula. Has nothing to do with Maleches Machsheves, because at the end of the day, once it's a Psik Reisha, you have the idea. And once you have the idea, then there's no p'tur of Maleches Machsheves. You can scream and stand on the rooftops with Lo Nichle, Lo Nichle, wonderful, but that has nothing to do with Maleches Machsheves. Maleches Machsheves means, according to Reb Chaim's definition, the idea. He has the idea. It's a Psik Reisha. Ukinamatsino b'krisus daf yutes, demisasek b'shabes potur, mishum, demoleches machsheves osra Torah. So what does it mean that misasek is potur in Shabbos? There he doesn't have a yedias havera. What does he think he's doing? He's cutting up talush, and it turns out to be mechubar. So he doesn't have a yedias havera. If he doesn't have a yedias havera, then it's not moleches machsheves. Well, for example, the Gemara Bava Kami doesn't know that he has a brick sitting on his lap, and it goes flying off from one rishus to another rishus. His linyan Shabbos potur, the Gemara says, Moleches Machsheves Osra Torah, because he doesn't have yedia. So Reb Chaim has two sugyas, Krisus Daf Yutes and Bava Kami Daf Chavav. Both are addressing the issue of Misasek B'Shabbos, establishing that since he doesn't have yedia, therefore he doesn't have Moleches Machsheves. That's the taich of Moleches Machsheves. When we say that Einu Miskavin is not called a Moleches Machsheves, again, this is not the case of Psik Reisha. This is the case where Reb Shimon says that Darvish Sheni Miskavin is mutter. Or, according to Tosus and Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos, a Darvish Sheni Miskavin is mutter min HaTorah, it's potah al-asar, and it's not considered Maleches Machsheves. What do we mean? What do we mean when we say it's not considered Maleches Machsheves? Gamkein ikar dino hu mishum delo nasei samolocha b'dayto klal. Because again, there's no Psik Reisha. So if there's no Psik Reisha, then Darvish Eni Miskavin is something that lends itself to being classified as a Chisar Maleches Machsheves. Why is it Darvish Eni Miskavin on Shabbos a Chisar Maleches Machsheves? And the answer is because since there's no Psik Reisha here, then it's Shalom B'dayto. Again, had he had Kavana for that, that would be something different. But if he doesn't have Kavana and he doesn't know it's going to happen, then that's not called Maleches Machsheves. And that's what justifies Tosa's assumption that even Rabbi Yehuda and Darvish Eni Miskavin, in a case where there's no Psik Reisha, would agree that on Shabbos it's Potah V'Losur. Even on Kol HaTorah Kula it's Mutter. I'm sorry. On Shabbos, it's part of a lesson, even on Kol Tarkul, it's Chayav. And the reason for that is because in Shabbos, there's a new element here called Yediyas HaIsur. And since he doesn't have a Yediyah, and why doesn't he have a Yediyah? Because there's no Psik Reisha. Therefore, in the absence of Yediyas HaVera, this Eino Miskavin is like a Misasik situation, and it's part of a lesson. But in Shar Isurei Torah, where you don't need a yediyas ha'avera, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dom Sheni Miskavin is chayev. Avolo the kavanos of the inan sheyechavin bozeh. We don't need kavana in order to say. We don't say that it's a chison of Melech HaShemes because we needed his kavana. That's not really true, right? That's not really true because Melech HaShemes has nothing to do with kavana. Melech HaShemes has to do with what? With yediyah. And since he didn't have a yediyah, there's a chison of Melech HaShemes. But this has nothing to do with kavana.
And Melech HaShemes tzricha v'gufa.
That's already a p'tur of Melech HaShemes because of a different reason.
So if it's a p'tur from Melech HaShemes, does that mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if we said the p'sik resha, the no nichalei now, so the fact that he says it's asr now is not going to be asr midrabanan. He's saying that it would be asr min haTorah.
Right, because mimonashach. The Torah is tov sheinu miskavein. In Kol HaTorah Kula Rav Yehuda says Yechai, the Torah Shabbos, it's a psik resha, and therefore you have Yediyah, so there's no chisor Melech HaShemes. And the Torah's Mok Shen Tzrich Laguf Rav Yehuda says Yechai.
So the Chiyuv, though, we brought, I think it was the Ritva, who said that according to Rav Yehuda, it says, he says Patar Val Asur Midrabana. And so here he'd be chayiv min haTorah. He says that he's actually chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. He means it from the Torah. It's not a patur of a
on Shabbos.
On Shabbos,
he'd be chayiv min haTorah. If there is a psikresh, correct. So he'd be chayiv min haTorah. Right, he's going to be chayiv min haTorah. That's what I think Reb Chaim is going to say now in the next paragraph, which is not a separate paragraph, but again, I would insist on pressing the return button. Lefi zeh nirah, the b'psik reisha, the mevur, the gemara, the modu b'zeh Reb Shimon, the chayiv, the das ha'orach b'zeh da'ainu dafka b'nichalei, cholot b'zeh din meleches machsheves midin dover she'eino miskamen. So where does the orach come to the fore, when he says that it's lo nichale? Is it in a din of Dover Shein Miskavin or it's the din of Melech HaShemes? The answer is the din Dover Shein Miskavin shall call it Torah Kula, which means Ratzon. So then you could say that since it's lo nichale, it doesn't have a Ratzon. So paradoxically, the Chiddush or the Kula of the Aruch is Dafka in Kol Torah Kula. This is mamash counterintuitive, and it's against everything we've been saying. V'ilav hachinehidav ipsik resha v'ha'isur ye'asa b'birur, and therefore it has no impact on Meleches Machsheves because he's got yediyah, but the answer is he's lacking in kavana and ratzon because it's lo nichale. Amal mikomakom kol shelo nichale is miskavin mi'alo havi. We're not going to consider him as miskavim because miskavim means he has rotzon, and if it's lo nichle, he doesn't have that rotzon. Again, that's going to be okay according to Reb Shimon. Avol b'din meleches machsheves lo bein in klal rotzon of a kavanasa ela shiteyos melach b'daito machshavti inizu yediyah. In Cain, ain't din otoli klal b'nichle. The Aruch's comment that it's a psikresha lo nichle is totally irrelevant. Once it's a psikresha, then it's got Meleches Machshavto. He has his das and his yediyah. Ki im dechol da'avi psik resha ve'amalocha yedualo. Once it's already psik resha, that's going to happen, is then it's considered daito, and therefore it's included under Meleches Machshavos. There's no exclusion from Meleches Machshavos. So paradoxically, again, in this revolution, the p'tur of the Aruch of Dover Sheinim Miskavim Psik Reisha Lo Nichale is only relevant to the Dover Sheinim Miskavim Aloch. It's not relevant to the Meleches Machsheves Aloch. Lefize Nimtze, the Dover Sheinim Miskavim Psik Reisha Lo Nichale Das Aruch is Gam B'Shabbos Dino Kamo Kol Torah Kula. All you can do in Shabbos is equate it with Kol Torah Kula. We go back to the universal issue between Reb Shimon and Yehuda about Dover Sheinim Miskavim. The Meleches Machsheves Aloch is not relevant at all to the Aruch Lo Nichale. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, this related Dover Sheinim Miskavim Osur Midin Torah B'Kol Torah Kula is Gam B'Shabbos Osur V'Chayoven Alev. We're going to have an absolute equation between Dover Sheinim Miskavim and Kol Torah Kula and Shabbos. It came to having B'Chlal Meleches machsheves havidora v'rak dover sheinu miskavin be. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from a p'tur dover sheinu miskavin. Therefore, you'll be chayev on Shabbos as well, because there's no p'tur of lo nichale, even if it's a psikration. Therefore, he has machshavin das. Umiato misyashva heite vasugya dekrisus. Okay, this will have to pick up. I think after we enter into Tavshin Ayin Ches, but I think we have the basic structure of Reb Chaim, and the main point that we want to remember, just to review this, is that Psikreish Lo Nichale can only be relevant in Davar Sheinu Miskavin. So basically, Davar Sheinu Miskavin is going to determine the Daloch of Psikreish Lo Nichale. So if you all like Reb Shimon, then you can talk about Davar Sheinu Miskavin and Kol Torah Kula being Mutter, and therefore be Mutter on Shabbos. If you all like Reb Yehuda, then Davar Sheinu Miskavin and Kol Torah Kula is going to be Chayav, and how much more so in the case of a Psikreisha, then it's going to be Chayav in Shabbos as well. Ah, you tell me Lo Nichale. What's Lo Nichale? It has no relevance, no bearing on Meleches Machsheves, because Meleches Machsheves is purely Ratzon and Kavana. I'm sorry. That Meleches Machsheves is purely Yediyah and has nothing to do with Kavana and Ratzon, whereas Dov Shenim Iskavin has to do with Kavana and Ratzon. So I would say that we're about two-thirds of the way through, and I just want to meet for one more occasion on this and finish it up with Yitz Hashem next time. So I wish everyone a Shana Tova.